tant que la ruta se quema. Y esa ruta que quema, esa ruta que tumba y retumba y le hallé. Vamos de Guate, que vamos el cumbancha en el campo. Vamos a ver, vamos a ver.
FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast and listen right there. I'm David Love Jones. Welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm going to replay my interview with Scientific Terence Hui. He's a local producer, moved out here from Toronto. Coming up in a sec. Playing down at Nuba Restaurant for the first Saturday tomorrow night between 8 and 12 p.m. That's Nuba, Hastings, and Canby. We'll be right back.
say something.
The one who gave the dosage, you know, that was the one who decided how much of the San Pedro cactus
And I'd like to make a dedication to my man, Jawan, out there. You may be feeling bad, but don't worry about it. And I'd also like to make a dedication to my dad, John, because he feels good. And for Celia and Art, I would like to request West Coast Pop Lockers. If I can hear this, I will feel just right. Thank you very much. All right.
Hi, it's Lisa Martinez. I'm making a dedication to Brandon Morales. We just want to say what up, losers. Just want to let you know we love you because you're so cool. And Alexa says, down to go out lounge. All right, have a good night. Love you.
Destiny, it's no accident.
Welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. We've got a special guest in the studio. Welcome, Terrence.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
It's going great. And we're checking out a little bit of your stuff there. And that's some production that Terrence has done. He's from Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually originally from Toronto, but I moved out here. Been here for like 3 years now.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, I mean, I made Terrence acquaintance at my record shop, Vinyl Records. He's been dropping me some beats for about a year now or so, and coming in, and we've been bonding on some of the jazz and funk and soul we so love. And so we're going to base around the show around some of Terrence's production and some of the jazz, funk and soul. That, for one thing, Terrence just brought this book back from Japan, a great book on rare grooves. So I've been a little bit inspired by that. So We'll try to drop some of that stuff into the picture. But let's just go over what we heard in our first set. I mean, we started with a couple of newer producers there. One of them, I believe you've heard of, that's Flying Lotus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Los Angeles album.
Yeah, yeah, that's some pretty fantastic modern production,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Uses a lot of funky sounds, like a lot of 8-bit, like Nintendo style.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, he's sort of got a gritty thing he does with turning up the bass and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I really like what's going on with that. But yeah, there's also that's Exile, an album called Radio, and that's on Plug Research. And this label out of Los Angeles, I believe. Another album we're going to listen to in a sec, Build an Ark. Going to listen to a track, Peace and Love, from that. Just some great modern production, Terrence, and I just wanted to compliment with some of your beats. I guess this is our fourth track of your beats we've heard now, and I guess they're all untitled?
Yeah, well... They're working titles. Like
That one with the soul singing, what's that one all about?
That one, it all really comes from just listening to a lot of records. Like, you know, like digging through the crates and just finding music that you vibe with. And then you just get in the zone. You just cut it up, put your own drums to it, and you just make whatever sounds good to me, you know? And hopefully everyone else likes it.
Definitely. So, who would you say some of your inspirations were?
Well, any beat-making producer would say J Dilla for sure.
Yeah.
But there's always, you know, Pete Rock is another one of my favorite.
Hmm.
DJ Premier.
Yeah.
Like, the list just goes on, like DJ Shadow.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of Japanese producers too, DJ Crush. Like,
yeah.
All of those guys just... I really like any producer that samples. I also have respect for a lot of producers that play the keyboards and everything. I mean, it's all good. It all sounds good to me. Just as long as it's good music, then it's good.
Definitely. All right, well, listen, we're going to hear another one of your tracks right now. You're listening to David and special guest Terrence. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're up here in Vancouver. CITR.ca, you can podcast and you can stream right there.
Oh, soothing, subtle, and strange. Relaxing, reposeful, and a bit rogue. Get ready for Barnyard Records recording artists on tour from Toronto. The unlikely trio of Jean Martin on Suitcase, Justin Haynes on ukulele, and Ryan Driver on the street sweeper bristle bass, playing the lyric and melodic music of composer Mike Friedman. Friday, May 8th at 8 p.m. at the Western Front, 303 East 8th Avenue.
Listening to David Lev Jones and my special guest Terrence. That's in our last set there. We heard from Bill Denark. That's a track called Peace and Love from a couple years ago. West Coast Plug Research is the original label. And then we heard some obscure funk inspired by this Rare Groove book Terrence brought back from Japan, but never heard that track on that album. But First Gear, it's kind of a 70s Rare Groove album, Terrence. Some pretty great stuff.
Yeah, definitely very good.
Yeah, and then we also heard from Pleasure, some definite Earth, Wind & Fire inspired 80s funk, and that's a track called Get to the Feeling. And this is Terrence once again in CITR. 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast and tune in right there. So you've got plans to put out an instrumental album then?
Yeah, well, you know, some of the beats you've been hearing so far, I'm making like longer versions of it. I mean, what I've given you is just a short version of everything, just, you know, for different artists to listen to and just vibe to and see if they can drop some vocals on it or play some instruments over it.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. I think your production's coming along. Just need some exposure, I guess.
Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
But you've been working with these guys from Florida?
From Turks and Caicos, the Blackout crew.
Yeah, and you've been making some stuff with them. So yeah, we'll have to check some of that out in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Did a song with this artist named Trigger Appy. We have a song called Championship. We'll drop it out next time.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. The track we just listened to, it's an album called Inspiration Information. He's an artist, a singer too, but that's an instrumental track. Interesting use of early drum machine, eh, Terrence?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you were says on the back that he actually is an engineer too.
Yeah, well, coming from an engineering background too, I mean, you know, I have a lot of respect for people that just try and get involved in everything, you know. Like, yeah, I'm just reading this cover right now and just realized that he engineered this too.
Great. Yeah, no, it's really a record worth investigating, and that's Inspiration Information, Shuggy Otis. The name of that crazy instrumental track, it's got a really computerized kind of a name, XL30, that's what it's called. And right now we're listening to actually Dorothy Ashby, one of our favorite 70s cadet albums, and this is her version of Fool on the Hill. But we're going to go back next to another production from Terrence. What is your last name, Terrence?
Hoy, H-U-I.
Terrence Hoy, and that is my special guest.
I also go by Cinematic. That's my producer name.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm looking at his Cinematic logo here. It looks pretty cool. Is there a website they can reach you?
Not yet. It's still under construction, but you guys can reach me at cinematicmusic@gmail.com. That's in one word, music with a K.
Okay, great. All right, let's check out something else from Terrence right now. I'm David Love Jones, and yeah, of course, you're listening to African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver, CITR.ca. And my guest is Terence Hui. We've been going over some more funky tracks there, Terence. After your track, we heard the Mongo Santa Maria. That's a track called Hippo's Walk from an album called Mongo's Way. Some funky stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then after that, we heard Serge Gainsbourg, and I think that that's one of his most seriously funky tracks right there.
That was kind of crazy with the screams and everything.
Yeah. It's an album, History de Melody Nelson, and a track called N Melody. So, yeah, I'm liking that a lot. And then after that, we got into that Ruby Andrews. Now, she's known for that huge track, Loving You, huge Northern Modern Soul kind of a thing. Played that, or that's on one of my mixtapes on my website, AfricanRhythmsRadio.com, that is. We heard a funk track called You Made a Believer Out of Me, some serious drums, Terrence.
I'm loving the snare on there. The snare is just...
Yeah. I'm liking that a lot. And I didn't realize how funky this album was until now. So thanks to this Red Roof book from Japan, it's put me onto some of my own vinyl. And then, yeah, we're getting into now Sample by Tribe Called Quest. This is an album by a man called Billy Brooks. It's an album called The Windows of the Mind. And a track called 40 Days. Yeah, Luck of Lucian, Tribe Called Quest. Some pretty serious groove going on there, Terrence.
Yeah, that's a straight loop right there, you know? Like, when you hear that, you just, like, just take that and get some of the rhyme over that.
Yeah. Next, we're going to listen to the Stovall Sisters. That's some kind of gospel funk from the 70s.
That's an album that's sort of lesser known. I mean, those girls started, you know, doing backup singing for, I believe, it was like Ike and Tina Turner and Ray Charles. And they never really wanted the spotlight. They just stayed in the back and recorded this album.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's some pretty serious stuff. So we'll listen to that right after we hear the rest of this Billy Brooks track, 604-822-CITR. You can get a hold of Terence and David right there. And you're listening to African Rhythms.
no place to hide. Just
Thank you.
Okay. I'm David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms, and Terrence has been co-hosting the show tonight, and we've been listening to some of his productions. So you come from kind of a engineering background, Terrence.
Yeah, I went to PAVI. I did a year of audio engineering and production. I started making beats before I went to audio engineering school, but after going there, it just sort of, you know, sharpened my skills to just in terms of recording and how signal processing and everything.
In our last set, I mean, we heard from, of course, that Stovall Sisters. And then after that, we heard a very obscure band released in Brazil, but we don't really know for sure where it's from, but we're thinking Denmark. But there's a band called Reality, and that's one of the slower tracks from the album. We've listened to all the tracks before, but it's a track called Nowhere to Hide. And Shaggy Otis, another track from him, pretty phenomenal turns. So.
Coming from a drum machine, it sounds like a human drummer to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I mean, it's a fresh approach he uses on that album, Inspiration Information, there's no doubts. And then we heard from Miguel da Deus, and that's a Brazilian funk album called Black Soul Brothers. That's a track we haven't heard before, another one inspired from this Rare Groove book from Japan I've been reading, and that track called Mr. Funk. And then we're back to Dorothy Ashby album, and that's an album called Dorothy's Harp on Cadet. Yeah. All right, well, we're getting down to our last set on African Rhythm. So, Kent, thanks a lot, Terrence, for coming on the show. We're going to check out one more of your tracks. Yeah, keep us posted on your productions. You know, I want to just help keep moving you along. And you know, anybody who hears this tonight or on the podcast can email me, African Rhythms Radio. You want to collaborate with Terrence, or you want to rhyme over his stuff or whatever, I'm sure you're open to that, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about here on African Rhythms, is trying to get the community involved. 604-822-CITR, CITR.ca. Got BFAD coming up at the top of the hour, by the way. Rainbow Groove. And so thanks again, Taryn. We'll talk real soon. We're going to go out with some Latin, some hard Latin. So this is some more stuff want to get you into. And yeah, we're going to have to do our own track one of these days.
Yeah,
you know,
thanks for schooling me on all these records, man. A lot of the stuff I've never even heard of.
We've been getting to know each other down in my shop and stuff. I can tell that you're into some good music, and thanks a lot for loaning me those books. It's always great to bring more knowledge. I'm sure we're going to have many more digging together and getting into more good music. But we're going to go out some Candido, some hard funk from Drum Fever album, Ray Barreto, Hard Hands. There's a pretty hard Latin funk track on here called New York Souls, so we'll definitely be playing that. And I think we've got time for some Eddie Palmieri from the Lukumi Makumba Voodoo album. But first, we're going to hear one last track from Terrence Hui. To all of you out there, peace and blessings to you. The show is African Rhythms, and of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver.
pasa, man?
Oh, everything, baby.
Baby.
Oh, same old. Woo.